Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
I'm at 32,000 feet, and the pilot announced Wi-Fi is down. Trust but verify, I always say, so I checked. Yep, it's down. This is another of a growing list of frustrations I've encountered on this flight. I'll tell you about it tomorrow night for Brain Massage Live. I'll lay out my take on the summit. We'll sum it up, as it were, and then do a quick update after I've had an opportunity to check in and get updated on the latest. One thing for sure, Iran can't be happy with the readouts that have come out. Iran has depended on the nuclear wall of Russia and China to hide behind, to keep the U.S., at bay. Well, Trump went after them anyway, as Russia and China watched. Now it appears Xi is willing to, throw the regime under the wheels of the U.S. bus. He has sided with the United States on the issue of the Strait. He refuses to cede to Iran's demands that they have a right to control it. He refuses to accept Iran's plan to charge a toll for passage or to require all traffic to get Iran's permission to pass. Maritime law says when passage through a waterway that lay between two countries, two different shores, a body of water that connects to other internationally used bodies of water, like, say, from the Gulf of Oman into the Gulf of Persia, or the Persian Gulf, right? The strait is so narrow that there isn't sufficient availability of international waters to transit from the Gulf of Oman to the Persian Gulf. Well, a long time ago, they decided that in a case like that, the countries in question are just going to have to allow transit, safe or peaceful transit through their waters to get from one body of water to another. It's kind of a natural easement situation. Anyway, it's the law, and Iran ignores it. The international interests of safe travel override a national interest in asserting control over ships using the strait to transit from the Gulf of Oman to the Persian Gulf. Iran is ignoring the law of nations. It has no legal standing to support their claim. And by the way, China agrees. Trump is right to continue the blockade against Iran in order to defend international waters from the lawless piracy of Iran. I'm not sure China would go so far as to say that, but Iran can't be happy about this. The CCP dragon needs energy to fuel their ambitions to unseat the United States as holder of the world dominion. Remember the dust-up over the Panama Canal? That's where it got started here. China was moved out. Yeah. Handed her hat and shown the door. Yet China had virtually taken over control of the canal, but Trump moved in, asserted U.S. influence and power, and displaced the CCP from controlling the canal. The Red Dragon felt that bite. Next, Trump takes Venezuela. And this was not only a significant bite out of their oil supply, that is China's oil supply, he broke China's influence in Venezuela. And at the same time, boxed Cuba in, cutting the CCP out. Now, these moves are pushing China out of Latin America, setting Xi and his communists' goal of world dominion back decades. For sure, these moves are not favorable to communist interests. The dragon is being driven out of the West. This is no less a momentous time in history than was the fall of the Iron Curtain. Now, Trump has all but destroyed Iran, a proxy of CCP Putin aggression in the Middle East. Iran miscalculated Trump's resolve and played their Trump card. They closed the Strait of Hormuz. This invited Trump to counter by taking full control of the strait because it was in violation of maritime law. The Iraniac regime thought they would control the strait and allow only their ships to pass through. Well, that didn't last long. Now, Iran has lost control of the strait, and the CCP, which buys 90% of Iran's oil that's shipped transit through that strait, well, has lost access to that energy source. First Venezuela, and now Iran. This is a huge loss for Iran and China. It's just not going well for the communists these days. So the next shoe to drop will be the revelation of who's propping up Iran and China. You know, Trump said something the other day that got my attention when he was asked a question that included his statement about China's wobbling economy. He quipped something to the effect, "Yeah, I've been hearing about China on the brink of bankruptcy for a long time," and he said it in a tone that suggested he's not buying it. I thought, you know what? Yeah, I get it. Same thing here. I wondered about that. We keep hearing this and hearing it, but nothing seems to happen. All the data points support the supposition that China is a failing economy, but China's economic doomsday clock just keeps ticking and ticking and ticking. And I've been wondering the same thing about the Iraniac regime. They've lost multiple billions in revenue, and this has gone on for some time, but somehow they keep afloat. I've wondered if Russia and China are secretly funneling money into Iran. Besant might want to look into that. But maybe it goes deeper. Perhaps the World Economic Forum crowd, you know, you don't hear much from them anymore. They've kind of gone underground. The globalists, super, super duper rich, you know. Maybe we should start looking at dark money from the rulers of the darkness of this world. You know, operations creating a funnel or a pipeline through the Vatican, perhaps, to support the Islamists, communists. You know, the Vatican has always been friendly to communism. And we've noticed the Pope's willingness to take the side of Mohammed's murderers. Have you ever wondered why the Vatican turns a blind eye to communist and Islamist oppression and outright murder and slaughter, even genocide? How is it possible this wicked Pope, the first American Pope, condemns America for stopping a maniacal religious cult from obtaining a nuclear weapon? You know, a cult that chants death to America and death to Israel. And then that Pope will say nothing about Tiananmen or the 42,000, let's get more current here, 42,000 unarmed Iranians who were, we understand, murdered in cold blood by Mohammed's murderers. Have you ever thought about the similarities between communists, Islamists, and Catholics? All three of these groups are ideologically aligned to the same satanic values. Now look, I know that some people get stirred up when I talk about stuff like this, but you can really kind of get an idea of what spirit you're of by paying attention to how you respond when I'm just telling you the truth about these groups. You know, really, go ahead and respond to me by argument. Show me where I'm wrong. Do that. I'll listen. But if you find yourself wanting to kill me, you know, we're going to shut that man. We're going to take away his license. I've had those kinds of calls, and it's just bizarre. But anyway, if you find yourself wanting to, like, physically attack or find some way to ruin me financially or ruin my career or something like that, you have that kind of impetus that rises up. Well, you're of the devil. That's his way of doing things. Rather than using argument and reason, you want to use arms and force and violence. That's the way of the devil. He takes the kingdom by force and with violence. So have you ever thought about the similarities between communists, Islamists, and Catholics? All three of these groups are ideologically aligned to the same satanic values. Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's what they do. That's the result of their policies. It's what communism does. It's what Islamism does. It's what Catholicism does, too, when it can. Each of them has a history of giving those they rule over three choices. You know, the communist says, choice number one, join the Communist Party. Choice number two, willingly submit to be enslaved by the Communist Party. Choice number three, die. The radical Islamist gives those they conquer three choices. Choice one, convert to Islam. Choice two, willingly submit to be ruled by Islam, or to be a slave to Islam, to Muslims. And then choice three, die. Catholicism did the same thing, friend, for 1,000 years. In fact, long before Islam or communism, Catholicism gave the world three choices. Convert to Catholicism, or, number two, willingly surrender your divinely endowed inalienable rights of freedom of conscience, speech, religion, and even your right to life to the control and the whim of the Pope and the Catholic system, or your third choice is to die. In fact, Catholicism was in some ways more cruel and brutal than either communism or Islamism. You know, burning their victims at the stake was one of their favorite torturous methods of murder. Look, this is the truth. This is history. And I've asked hundreds of times over the years of my ministry, I've asked, where in any papal ex cathedra declaration has any pope denounced the Dark Ages and the Inquisitions, the insanity of burning heretics, or the wicked devices their Jesuits use to undermine nations and subvert them and advance their cruelty in their deranged effort to subdue the world to the, well, unholy see. Catholicism has not the power to show their true colors now, the average American or Western Catholic, to be differentiated from Catholicism generally, has been greatly influenced by the Reformation, even if they refuse to admit it. You know, the leopard has not changed its spots, however. If you ever wondered why the popes have more affinity with communists and Islamists than they have with nations influenced by Baptist values of creator-endowed rights, inalienable and autonomous to every individual created in the image and likeness of God, that's not a communist doctrine, by the way. That's not a Muslim doctrine. It's not a Catholic doctrine. Catholicism created the heresy called the divine right of kings when they became Rome's whore. Some say this began with Constantine in AD 313. Others put it a little later, about AD 400. Roman Catholic popes have arrogated to themselves the outrageous title of Vicar of Christ and presumed to have dominion or lordship over the faith of the Catholic members. They see themselves as being pontiff, as it were, over all the kings of the earth. But that's theft of a role only Christ has. He is the prince of the kings of the earth, not the pope. Roman Catholicism declared war on all whom they deemed heretics and used the power of the sword and fire to kill them. Well, Islamists came next, about 8600. Muhammad and the second half of the Quran laid down the principles followed by Islamists today, declaring war against the infidel, to kill them wherever you find them, that kind of thing. And communism does the same thing, with one difference. Communists think the government is God. Marxism refuses to acknowledge any authority above the state, specifically their communist state. It's weird how these three agree together, though. Have you ever noticed how they get along? When the Pope says Islam is a religion we can learn from, he's saying the truth. We can learn that these three religious systems believe they have a right to rule the world and offer three choices: convert, accept slavery, or die. So who's keeping Satan in power here, you know? Yeah, these regimes are satanic, for Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy, is what the Bible says, and he uses force and violence to take the kingdom by force and with violence. It's been a while since I've looked into the Catholic doctrine of the divine right of kings, at their disavowal of the endowment of inalienable rights to man by God, the assumptions of the papacy, and so on. So please, if the Roman Catholic religious system has, on the level of a papal authority, renounced the Inquisitions, repented of killing heretics, subordinated the papacy to the scriptures, invited Catholics to question the Pope's teaching, and renounced the divine right of kings heresy, and declared their submission to the doctrine of consent of the governed, well, please enlighten me, right? Direct me to that papal bull. I will accept the correction and present that to my church family and to any of my extended audience. Of course, I will apply the principle, trust but verify. And if I can verify any shift in these things in Catholic teaching, I promise to bring this to your attention. In summary, Xi, the communist, has more in common with the Pope and Catholicism than the Pope and his religion has with the Bible, even though communism denies the existence of God. It's just bizarre. The reason Islam and Catholicism get along, even though the Quran completely contradicts the Bible, is because Catholicism subordinates the Bible to the church, and the people to the religious head of the church, the Pope. And the reason all of these get along is that, as they say, birds of a feather. Trump, who grew up in a Protestant home, which embraced the Baptist values of freedom of conscience, soul liberty, consent of the governed, a total repudiation of the divine right of kings heresy, who embraces lawfulness and rejects lawlessness, and has won the admiration of Christians, and American Catholics, by the way, and even secular patriots. It's because, like I say, birds of a feather. Jesus talked about that. If a man loves the truth, well, he's going to come to the truth and embrace it. If a man hates the truth, well, he's going to hate you for speaking it. Truth makes you free. Those who love power over truth want to enslave others to their will. Those who love truth over power use their influence to promote liberty. We worship God in spirit and in truth. You ever think about that? That's interesting. Truth makes you free, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Some of you will hear this tonight because you are subscribed to receive my show posts when I upload them to our site to be distributed to our podcast audience and then downloaded by our radio station to air on KSMA 1240 AM on your radio dial on Saturdays at noon and again on Sunday at 7 a.m. Lord willing, I'll be in D.C. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. On Sunday, I plan to attend Graceway Baptist Church in D.C. and join fellow patriots in the National Mall to rededicate America to God. Pray for our rebirth of freedom and liberty in our land. Hold on. I'll be right back. I appreciate all of you who joined me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Okay, finally arrived and got settled in my room. It's after 11 p.m. at home. It's 2 a.m. here. It's been an arduous travel day, which is a gross understatement. I'm looking forward to participating in Rededication 250. The nation of Israel did this every 50 years, did you know? It was called the Jubilee. Joshua led the nation to reconfirm Israel's covenant with God by reinstating circumcision. Yeah, the whole generation that followed, the generation that went into the wilderness, They never got circumcised. That's how far away from the covenant of God that they drifted. By the way, Joshua famously challenged Israel toward the end of his life, saying, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's Joshua 24:15. So there was another rededication of a nation. It has always been by consent of the governed. By the way, did you notice that? Choose you this day? We will be choosing soon. Choose wisely. Nehemiah reestablished the observance of the Sabbath after the Babylonian captivity. Well, it is fitting that America should return to her founding principles. You know, Jefferson said, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure," end quote, unquote. Now, I think he underestimated the strength of the system he helped create. I remember it was grammar school. I remember that far back. Teachers talking to us in our history lessons about the difference between our nation and so many others, that we settle our differences through the ballot box and not the bullet box. Rebellion is actually not what brings liberty. Rebellion is what took it away. You know, I think Jefferson missed it there. It's submission to God followed by resistance to the devil. And I think it was Jefferson who coined the phrase, you know, resistance to a tyrant is obedience to God. That was nearer the biblical formula. It was not rebellion. It was surrender to a just cause and right principles that required us to resist injustice and tyranny and the evil of oppression. It was submission to God's divine principle of the consent of the governed, followed by resistance against the devilish doctrine of the divine right of kings. It is submission to God's rule over the kingdom of man and wrestling against the rebellious principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Christ created all the principalities and appointed their princes. Christ appointed Lucifer as prince of this world. Lucifer is the name of Satan. It translates Yalal, and it means the howling one. Rebellion rose up in the spirit of Satan, and his spirit moves the ragers, Psalm 2. He drew away the principality of this present world, and so now it lies in wickedness, 1 John 5:19. Christ, the second person of the Godhead, defeated Satan and cast him out, John 12:31. He is now the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. These children of Satan rage against the rule of Christ in this world, and they work to advance Satan's agenda, to corrupt mankind, provoking him to violence, hatred, murder, theft, oppression, and corruption. It's the reason I call them Democrats, by the way. Their policies advance Satan's agenda. Christ put his spirit in us and armed us with truth. Through us, his spirit moves in this world, resisting the spirit of Antichrist and thwarting the devices of the devil. By Christ's spirit and with the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, of which Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," we wrestle against those principalities controlled by Satan through the children of disobedience, whom he puts in power. And we wrestle against these rulers of the darkness of this world and against the spiritual wickedness in high places by the sword of the Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. We advance the cause of freedom. And when truth prevails, the Spirit of Christ rises against the spirit of Antichrist, and the truth makes us free, and his spirit brings us liberty. Lies make us slaves to an evil master, and the spirit of Antichrist brings us under tyranny. Only the truth and Christ's spirit can bring us freedom and liberty. I need to wrap up the show and post it. It's 3:30 a.m. here, and I'm exhausted. I look forward to bringing you up to speed on what's happened in Cuba. Russia stopped sending oil to Cuba. Do you know that? Yeah. Well, Putin's bowed out of our backyard. Just walked away. I wonder what's going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. Cuba has fallen like a diseased and dead apple from its tree. Communism is getting consumed by its own greed for control and its selfish fear of the people. Freedom is coming because truth is prevailing. Liberty is coming because tyranny is failing. But beware, the devil is in retreat, but he has many clever disguises. The good book says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Yeah. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:13-14. Now I warned you, don't help the whore saddle the beast. I'll see you in church. I'll lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and click, you know, fill in the form there and click send. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. That's 805-314-2114. God bless you and your friends. God bless America.
And I'll see you. I appreciate all of you who join me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.